It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Coming up, the naked truth about nature photography. But first, Living on Earth commentator Cy Montgomery is also a book author and adventurer. Her latest book, Search for the Golden Moon Bear, will be on shelves in October. Meanwhile, listeners can go to our website at www.loe.org and hear Cy read from her previous work, Journey of the Pink Dolphins. The New York Times calls the book a captivating account of the pink dolphins, or botos, of the Amazon. Here's Cy recounting just one story that native people told her about their elusive dolphins.
In the floating house at Marchantaria lived a man whose teenage daughter was beset by the attentions of an amorous boto. The dolphin had a distinctive white spot on the tail, and he was always near the house. At night, he would come out of the water to visit her room and enter her dreams. He appeared in the form of a man wearing white shorts, with a spot on his leg. The boto never touched her, but she was very afraid. She felt his presence, his longing for her. Day by day, she grew more pale and anemic. One night, the boto appeared to her mother in a dream and asked her to give the girl to him. She refused, but the boto kept coming back, night after night. Finally, the family had to move from that place. Now the girl is 25. She isn't bothered by the boto anymore, she told us. But to this day, whenever she visits the river, botos come near the shore, desiring her still.
To hear Cy Montgomery read from her book, Journey of the Pink Dolphins, go to our website, www.loe.org, and click on the book reading link. There you'll be able to play her readings for immediate listening or download them to listen at your convenience. That's www.loe.org.